Well, hey there, writers and readers. Welcome back to another episode of the Writer Groupie Podcast. I'm your hostess, MK Browning. And today we're going to chat about something every author faces, especially if you're writing a series or planning your next book. What do you do between releases? When the excitement of launch day fades and the next book isn't ready yet, it can feel like you've fallen into a quiet, echoing void. But here's the truth. That in-between time doesn't have to be empty. It can actually be one of the most powerful seasons to connect with your readers, strengthen your author brand, and keep your world alive in their imaginations. So grab your coffee or tea, settle in, and let's talk about keeping readers engaged between books. You know that moment after finishing a book when you breathe a sigh of relief and then suddenly realize, oh no, now what? Well, you've done the hard work, the writing, the editing, the launch, but now you're left staring at the space between this book and the next one. Well, I've been there too, between the Magic Scarf and the Alliance of the Grim, and now the one I'm working on, the third one, the Realms of Degrees. There was a stretch of time when I wasn't sure what to share with readers. I didn't want to give away spoilers, but I didn't also want to disappear. The truth is, that quiet in-between season is when readers decide whether to keep you in their orbit or forget you exist. It's not because they don't care. It's just because life gets busy and the internet moves fast. So staying visible, staying present, isn't just about marketing. It's about nurturing that relationship. You're reminding your readers why they loved your story in the first place. Now let's talk about a few easy, low-stress ways to keep that connection alive. First, share behind-the-scenes glimpses. Readers love to peek behind the curtain. Show them your editing notes, a messy desk, or even a line you just rewrote for the 10th time. It doesn't have to be polished. Honest moments make you relatable. Second, try character teasers or letters. I started out doing this after the Magic Scarf, where I made my monthly newsletter be letters from Alyssa's journal. That was fun. I didn't keep it up very long, but it did get some interest. So that's a good idea too. And what would your main character be doing between books? Would Alyssa be training with the elves or the wizards? Or would she be arguing with Granny Gert about magic? Readers adore these little windows into your fictional world. Number three, ask questions. Polls, this or that posts, or quote, guess the creature, quote, games, I've done that a lot, can spark comments and engagement, and readers feel like they're helping you shape your world. Number four, consider flash fiction or deleted scenes. Now, I personally love these as a reader. Sometimes a writer will give us a small moment that didn't fit in the novel or a conversation that adds depth to the world. These little treats make readers feel like insiders. And finally, celebrate your readers. Feature their fan art, their reviews, or a comment that made your day. It shows appreciation and turns your audience into a true community. Well, if you've listened for a while, you know I'm a huge believer in community. Readers love feeling that they belong to something, that they're a part of our world. That's why I call my own readers Scarfies, the fans of the magic scarf in the world of degrees. Giving your readers a name gives them a shared identity, something to rally around. A simple Facebook group, Discord chat, or monthly newsletter can go a long way. You don't have to post daily. Just share updates, thoughts, or small moments to make your readers feel connected to you. And if you want to go further, create fun little events like my wolf call game or something interactive that brings readers together. Remember, people don't just follow stories. They follow feelings. They want to feel part of the magic. Now let's be real for a second. Sometimes trying to stay engaged can start to feel like one more job on top of writing, editing, and promoting. It's easy to burn out if you treat it like a checklist. So instead, think of it as an extension of your creativity. The same spark that fuels your storytelling can fuel your connection with readers. Set aside one day a week, even just an hour, for creative connection. Maybe that's why writing a newsletter, planning a fun post, or chatting with readers online. It's kind of me in this podcast. I spend about an hour a week putting it together, recording it, and uploading it. It takes time, but you know what? It is fun, and I do appreciate you being here. Now, if you ever feel overwhelmed, just remember, you don't have to be everywhere. Choose the platforms that feel natural for you, because readers respond to authenticity more than perfection. So here's your reminder. Between books, your readers aren't waiting for content, they're waiting for connection. They want to feel close to your world, to your voice, to the magic you create. Keep showing up in small ways. Share your process. Invite them into your journey. Because when readers care about you, they'll follow your stories wherever they lead, through every book, every adventure, and every pause in between. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Writer Groupie Podcast. If you found this helpful, please share it with a fellow author or stop by mkbrowning.com/blog-and-news for more thoughts on writing, publishing, and the creative life. Until next time, keep writing, keep dreaming, and stay inspired.